You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining me on My Peeping Life Podcast. This is episode 27 and my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy. I am so humbled that you've chosen to join me today and that you are listening to what I have to say. I hope that I can provide everything that your heart requires at this specific time with regards to love and light. Today I want to discuss the scary unknown, because let's admit it, in order to grow, we have to step into the world of the unknown. And this is what I'm doing when it comes to podcasting, because I am a writer by nature. I am so comfortable with writing now that, you know, I can do it with my eyes closed. But when it comes to podcasting, from episode 1 to episode 27, you'll be able to tell the difference and you'll see my growth and you will be able to follow along with me on this journey. And I've chosen not to edit, I've chosen not to delete, because I want you to experience, you know, the world of the unknown and the world of taking chances, and to see that no matter how silly you sound sometimes and no matter how imperfect something may be, it's okay to try, and it's okay as long as you're doing the best that you can with what you have. So each step I take in this world of podcasting is a step into the unknown, a step that could go either way really for me. And I just have to have the faith and the trust and the understanding or the courage to, you know, to find or to believe, there we go, that's the word that I'm looking for, to believe that the choices that I make for this podcast will take it where it needs to go. That's all I can do. I can only give my best. And with every episode, I do try to give the best of myself to you. And what I've realized is that the more I care, the more I'm aware of, you know, not giving secondhand, second rated, you know, I try not to make mistakes. I try not to ramble. And I just want to give you the best of me and the best experience of love, the best experience of light, because that is what I want to portray and that is what I want to send out by making this podcast. So thank you for joining me. Welcome to episode 27 and my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy. I'll be right back. My Peeping Light Podcast is where I discuss finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools that I've used and the lessons that I've learned along the way so that you can find some love and light. Thank you for listening to My Peeping Light Podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy and I'm so blessed and humbled that you've joined me. Okie dokie, I am back. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so I'm back to read to you the scary unknown that I wrote on my blog page called tamstermade.com. Feel free to visit for other articles that I've written. Not everything gets put on this podcast, so please pay a visit to tamstermade.com and have a look at everything that I've written. TAMSTAME.com is where you'll find anything extra. But for today, we're going to talk the scary unknown, written by myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy. And here it goes. I totally get why people like to stay in their bubbles of comfort. It's safe in there, for real. I have personal experience on the safety of the comfort bubble. It has been my companion for most of my life. When you are in it, it's warm and cozy and it just feels like you're better off in there. And whatever else is happening outside of it, it's just not necessary. Think about it. Who actually wants to experience discomfort? I've always looked at people doing things that I deemed crazy and just written them off as crazy, because in my bubble, it was so safe and sane, and it was the only way I knew how. I mean, I saw a few things that got my curiosity up, and I would peek outside for a moment, but immediately get my ass back in the bubble because, sure, it's a crazy world out there. You may be reading this, or at this point, listening to me reading this, and thinking, the chick is a crazy one, and I don't blame you, because if you do, because you probably came from a world with minimum challenges, and you were most likely protected and raised to see the world as an opportunity and full of possibilities. Pretty much like how I'm raising my kid right now. And that is so great for you, because the world is your playground, and you can achieve all your dreams. So keep pushing and keep shining and keep doing the things you do. Or maybe I am just crazy. Who the hell knows? But this piece of writing is not for you. This piece of writing is for those people that have been so badly broken in their lives that a bubble became a must. It's a matter of survival. It literally feels like life and death. I'm writing this for you because you deserve to know the truth, and you deserve to know that your bubble is actually holding you back from so many possibilities. I'm writing this because I need to tell you that I know you're afraid of what's outside your bubble. I also know that it takes so much courage to take even the smallest step out. But I want to encourage you to try, because that all you need to do is try. Because there are so many wonders in your life that you're going to miss because you are afraid. Because there's so much joy that you will not feel because of your fear. And because there's so much love out there that you can't see or feel because your bubble is keeping it out. I know what you're thinking. I'm not in a bubble. I'm just realistic. I'm just like this. I'm just born this way. I'm just not a courageous person. I prefer to play it safe, right? Playing it safe is just a way to remain in control of your surroundings. And control is just a way to keep yourself safe from the unknown. It's a defense mechanism that I still fight with today. Control. The reality is that we don't really have control of anything outside of ourselves. We think that we have everything under control, but you never really do. You're just at the mercy of the world. And in any moment, what you think you have under control can change in an instant. So let's talk about that bubble that you probably don't even know you're in. You know when you're a kid and you used to laugh and run freely without reservation? I do. I was a brave little thing holding snakes, jumping off rocks into pools, climbing trees, and even being on a stage dancing ballet. It was a blast, but as I grew older, my confidence declined. And understandably so, because, you know, being molested as a child, even if it was by a young person / teenager, can have that effect on your confidence. Having to endure your family splitting up can have that effect on your confidence, on a child. Having your innocence taken away at such a young age does things to your mind that builds walls around your mind. And so your bubble forms. Any trauma, both huge or small, creates barriers between you and your freedom. Every time something bad happens to a child, a barrier is formed. They become reluctant and fearful of things that they were once not fearful of. And before they know it, they are grown into adults that live in a bubble of protection in the form of reluctance and control. We become fearful of pain. And so to protect ourselves from feeling it, the best way we know how as kids. The problem there is that we hold on to these things even into adulthood, and they hold us back from truly living life to the fullest, and understandably so. Because life is scary and fear is a real thing. It's a natural instinct. We are born with the instinct to survive. And going into the world where danger lurks goes against our survival instincts. Yet human beings are more than just our instincts. We have more than just survival in us. We are creators. We are dreamers. We're not just created to barely survive. And that's why we have that feeling inside of us that makes us uncomfortable, or that makes us feel like something's missing. Because we are not just built to survive. We're explorers. We're artists. We have intelligence. Look, I'm not an expert, and I can only speak from my personal opinion, my personal experience. But when I hear something that I don't really understand and I find it interesting, I listen. I listen to learn. I listen to understand. I don't shut down concepts simply because they are not in my bubble anymore. And I used to be a very close-minded person, only because it served me and it protected me in my youth. It's safer for a child to follow, because a child is still learning and growing, right? But once the child becomes an adult, it's important that the child learns to question everything. Ask why. Understand why they do the things that they do from their own understanding and not because they were told to do so. Moving to an abusive bubble. An abusive bubble is one where all you know is abuse. So you feel safer in that cycle, even though you don't actually want to be abused. But it's all you know, right? And you do what you're told because you know that if you don't, trouble will come. Many people stay in this bubble because they're afraid for their lives, and rightfully so. They know that people are living outside of emotional or physical abuse, but abuse victims decide that it's not their path and that they deserve the fate that they have landed. And they do what they need to in order to stay alive. Literally. Peeping out of an abusive bubble is dangerous, because your abuser needs you to be in the bubble in order to keep control over you. Yes, seeking help is a risk. Yes, educating yourself is a risk. But so is waking up in a dangerous situation that can explode at any point in time. So why do you choose to risk your life in captivity when you can choose to risk your life for freedom instead? This is an extreme example of a negative bubble that some people live in. But it can apply to any aspect of life. Children of divorced kids live in a protective bubble too. My bubble was, marriage is useless. And I don't need that kind of negativity in my life. So at 41, I'm still unmarried due to the choices that I made in the past in order to stay safe from the pain. I obviously no longer live in this mindset and I embrace love now. But in order to illustrate how damaging holding yourself back can be, it must be shared. We choose the behavior we know over anything new. It's human nature. The reason I'm here today, though, is because ever since I chose to risk my comfort, expose my fears for what they are, and face them, the rewards have been endless. Freedom comes in many packages, and breaking free of the closed-minded walls that I had built around myself as a child. I have learned how to laugh again, but not just a superficial laugh. Truly feel joy that comes from my core. I've learned how to explore and to face the things I fear one thing at a time, starting with the smallest fears and building my way up to the bigger ones. I've discovered that those big, scary boardrooms aren't as scary as I thought, and the people in them are just like you and I. I've learned that my dreams are not something to fear, because they make me who I am, and I should fight for them. I should pursue them. The vision I have for myself is worth every minute of my time. Ever since I left my bubble, my tower of fear, even the air I breathe seems lighter. The world I see looks brighter, and the people around me are no longer limiting factors. The scary unknown is not so scary anymore, because the more I put myself out there and face the unknown, the more I learn about myself, and the more I realize that it's not only unknown because I haven't tried it yet. It's just a new experience. And once I give it a go, it will just be another check of the things I have tried. And whether I succeed or not, well, that's irrelevant, because the things that are for me will be for me, and those that are for others will be for them. I'm not going to be good at everything. But bit by bit, I unlock the secrets of the world by facing them. I unlock the secrets of my mind by opening them and allowing them the freedom to come out of the corners that they have been hiding out in fear. I see life unfolding as each day goes by, and I see my life unlocking in front of me, like the booby traps in those lost treasure movies, you know, or the keys that unlock the secrets of all the lost treasures. Once you open the key to your mind and it starts unlocking itself, your possibilities are endless. Your limitations are few, and the world becomes an experience each day instead of a trap that holds you back. So be brave, find the courage, and unlock the secrets of your mind, of your power, of your dreams. And then work your ass off every day to find the keys that open the doors to your dreams. Because you are worth it. The risk is worth it. And fear is just trying to enslave you with its own agenda. Let me tell you that the chains will only get heavier as the days go by. And it will get harder and harder to face the longer you stay in that bubble of yours. You must break free. You must find freedom. You must live. Thank you for listening to The Scary Unknown. I'm wishing you love and light. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and this is my Peeping Light podcast. I'll be right back. So a lot of people I know cringe whenever anybody discusses something like bad that's happened to them in their lifetime or something that has affected them. And, you know, the general thing is, you know, get over it, or, you know, you're not the only one. And that is absolutely true. I am not the only one. And healing is part of getting over it. And for me specifically and my story, it was a thing that I carried with me in shame for so many years, that when I finally did start speaking freely to the obvious, to the people that could assist me and help me at the time, and I realized how much of a weight was lifted off my shoulders just by being able to speak about this thing that I have held on to so desperately because I was ashamed of who I am. Once I set that free, the weight of that entire world of shame was lifted off my shoulders. And I did not get a positive response from everybody because, as you know, airing your dirty laundry out is not really a thing specifically amongst my people. And it's just something, it's just not done. You don't air out your dirty laundry, and the world doesn't need to know all the things that are going on, you know, in your space and in your life and in the family. And that is absolutely correct. And I firmly believe in respecting other people's stories and not airing out their dirty laundry, because it's not my story to tell. But what I do believe, that if this is a me thing, and if it's a you thing, and it is your story, then other people telling you to keep quiet about it is not on, because that's the thing that creates the shame. The shame is attached because you're told to hush, you know, don't let them know. At the end of the day, you're not the cause of this issue. You're not the reason. You didn't do this to yourself. This is a thing, like, this is in my situation now. The things that I had to endure in my life were not done. I didn't do it to myself, you know. Being molested as a seven-year-old child, I didn't pick it, I didn't choose it. It happened to me. And the shame that came with that, you know, in blaming myself, in being blamed by adults, you know, people saying that it was your fault. It comes with a lot, and there's a lot of damage, and there's a lot of holding back and withholding. And me being able to freely speak about it now is so uplifting, and it's so freeing. And, you know, a lot of people want to know who, it doesn't matter who. Who is irrelevant to the rest of this? This is my story. And the fact that I've forgiven the person involved is my choice. But that doesn't mean that I don't get to talk about it. And that doesn't mean that I don't get to share my pain. And that doesn't mean that I don't get to share my journey. Because the journey that I've been on assists so many people. So I know that a lot of people, once again, are going to cringe when they listen to this episode because I'm speaking about the taboo again. And that is perfectly fine, because that's my story. And that's the thing that held me back the most in my life. Once I set myself free of that and I took a bold step into the world of the unknown, and in that specific world, it was outside of my bubble. The world of the unknown was outside of the bubble that I created to protect myself from the pain that I felt as a child. And it's a scary thing to do because you don't know what's going to happen. And when you've endured the amount of pain that I had endured as a young person, I promise you, you don't want to feel any more of it. And so you do everything that you can to not. But as an adult, as a mother, more importantly, it's not as an adult, it's more as a mother, I discovered that I wouldn't want to pass on my shame to my child. And if I feel ashamed, am I passing, I didn't want to pass on the darkness to her. And I knew that if I raised her while I still felt these things, that no good was going to come of that. And it was important for me to heal myself so that I could be a better mother to my daughter. And it was important to me that she knows my story, obviously, when she was old enough, so that she could understand me as well as a mother and as a person. And that she could understand that I have no shame when it comes to this specific topic. And so me talking openly and freely means that she can talk openly and freely. And I don't feel any type of way when she does. Because it's not a taboo topic anymore. It's a thing that happened to me that made me who I am. And it's taken me out of what I knew, which was a dark cycle. I was in a loop of pain and it's all I knew, and so I stayed in there. And then, you know, once I peeped out and once I put my toe out and once I got out of that cycle of darkness and I saw how rewarding it is to just have faith and to just put your trust in my situation, put your trust into God. And some people don't believe and they say, put your trust, you know, just put your trust in the universe, put your trust in truth, put your trust in love, put your trust in life, and take a leap into the things that you are afraid of in the unknown. For me, this podcast is another thing that I took a leap into, and it is a domino effect of my first step was speaking my truth. My second step was finding my voice in the form of a blog. I was terrified when I wrote my first blog post. I didn't know what to expect. You know, sharing yourself openly with the world, it's a terrifying thing, but I did it. And then from there, my confidence grew. And I mean, it's been 4 years since I started writing on that blog. And it's now home. What was once the scariest place for me to be is now home. And I've moved into podcasting, not because somebody said you should do this, but because it fell in my lap and I was curious. And so I tried. And it was scary, but I tried. And I wouldn't say it's home as yet because I'm still learning and I'm still growing and I'm still in a world of unknown. But what I do know is that I'm so glad I found that link. I'm so glad I stumbled on it and I'm so glad that I got to this place. And I'm so grateful for all those years ago when I first poked my big toe out of my bubble to see what the hell is going on out here. You know, like I see the lights out there and I'm so glad that I was curious and I'm so glad that I was brave, because if I didn't take the tiniest steps that I took back then, I wouldn't be able to take the big steps that I'm taking now. And these steps are huge. And to some people, they seem out of reach, but they are not out of reach. And depending on what you define success as, it's different to each individual, but for me, success is freedom. And freedom comes in different ways, shapes, and forms. And freedom to me in this situation is freedom of the chains that I put myself in with regards to the shame that I used to carry around as a young person. Freedom to just be myself and to not, I'm not going to say not care, because I do care, to not let the opinions of others affect the choices that I make for myself, and to know when to step back and to know when to step into something. So, you know, the scary unknown, it's close to my heart. I wrote it truthfully and I wrote it authentically, and I wanted to share my absolute truth with you, because the only way for you to see how important it is to step out of that loop that you get yourself stuck in. It's literally a loop. You do it, you go back, it's back and forward and back and forward, and you're just in a painful cycle where you know you want to get out, you feel like you need to get out, but you just don't because you're afraid. And sometimes some people step out and they step back in because, too scary out there. And that's fine. Just keep trying. I think the key is to keep trying to learn new things slowly. And the more you learn and the more knowledge you have, you know, the safer you feel to try and put your toe out. Because I think before I actually even attempted anything, I had gone through so many books and so many therapy sessions and so many, I think I've spoken to people, I had listened to motivational talks, I got so much information going. I think it was like 5 years of me bombarding myself with positive thinking before I even attempted to even peep outside of my protective bubble or the walls that I have built, had built around myself. I mean, my daughter is 13 years old now, so it's been 13 years in the making. Let's be realist. Actually, it's been 15 years in the making. It was from before her, but full on took it seriously from the time that she was born. And every step I took and every chance I took and every time I followed my guide and every time I followed my gut, was so worth it. I promise you it's worth it. So all you need to do is you just need to believe in yourself, believe in your vision, believe in that feeling that you have inside of you that you can be more, you can do more. And more doesn't mean money. Please don't get me wrong. More doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be a fountain of money. I'm talking about more enlightened, more enriched with knowledge and information, more free to be who you are when you want to be, not concerned with the opinions of other people. Freedom is the goal. Freedom is the ultimate goal. And that was what we should all be looking towards. So if you're stuck in a bubble and you know you are, do something, do one thing, take a small step, read a book, listen to an inspirational talk, find somebody that has gone through the same thing that you are currently going through and find out how they healed and use their tools, because you're not alone. You're not stuck. And you can free yourself from the chains that you find yourself in. Even if it's another person that is emotionally holding you hostage, you can find a way to free yourself, because there are people that have been in your situation that have freed themselves. And you can use the tools that they have used to help you to set yourself free. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Thank you so much for joining me again. I am humbled, and I hope that you got out of this what you were looking for. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your time with me. Lots of love and light. I am out. Ciao.
You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.